try to navigate, you know, that little area, that sweet spot that,
yep.
that they like.
You find it.
Yep. I'm scratching it real good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a really unique look.
So you all meet up with your various accoutrements as you have gathered. It says, yes, you are the first to arrive. Congratulations. But the test has just begun.
Whoa.
Okay.
She starts to cast some sort of spell, and the room around you turns into what looks like a dungeon.
All
right. There are stairs going down. This may be an illusion, but that doesn't mean it's not dangerous. You will need to take everything that you found with you and venture below. Your mission is to find a sacred ruby that is hidden in the caverns below this barracks. The barracks is inhabited by a group of hobgoblins. They do not yet know of the ruby's existence. They have a wizard who has discovered its existence coming to them to collect it. If they find it, they will grow far too powerful. You must find it first.
So this is kind of like a simulation, maybe? Like a magical one? Or do we believe this is all real?
So
I would imagine it like the X-Men's Danger Room,
okay.
where you can still get hurt, but
gotcha.
It's still a simulation.
Yep.
Imagine a room in Star Trek Next Generation, they go in there and it's...
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
The holodeck.
I don't care to. All right.
So we're
precious,
together.
Find a precious gem in a dark, deep cavern. I'm used to this. Let's go, lads!
So I imagine we're over there by the steps then?
You are going to be going down those stairs.
Is it dark? Can we see?
Are there torches?
It is dark.
All right, we're going to need some light first. Anybody?
You can see that there are torches, a torch on this side of the door.
Okay.
That appears to be lit. But the stairs themselves are dark. But you can see it off in the distance.
I have dark vision up 60 feet.
Okay.
Does that help me see anything?
Oh, yeah.
Extra
you can
further?
See just fine. This room appears to contain...
He seems to be patrolling.
Friends, there is a hobgoblin down there.
Those are madam.
I see him too.
What?
Okay.
What the hell is your name?
Well, nobody knows because nobody's asked.
You just asked.
Who is character?
What the hell is your name?
Vulcan.
Alright, that's much better than Goggle Man.
You know, in a real story, this is where he would come in now, and once he said his name, kick some ass. Just saying.
Well, we'll see. Okay. The dice will tell.
Well, Vulcan, think you can take care of the hobgoblin?
I could. Is it necessary?
Wanna go ask?
I think he means can we sneak by him? Every game that I've played, ladies and gentlemen, when I had the option of sneaking by, I always sneak and kill or something like that as well, because I don't like the idea of anything being behind me.
I mean, I could probably sneak past.
I assume we have to try to get the torch as well, right?
So there is a small entry room at the bottom of the stairs. The hobgoblin is patrolling back and forth. He seems bored. There's a shut door behind him. Roll perception.
17.
Okay.
18 plus 8.
All right.
22.
Okay, so everyone but Thane can see that there's no, like, padlock on this side of the door or anything like that. This guard also doesn't appear to have any keys. But he does have, as shown there, a shield spear. He's in chain armor.
Now, it's fairly when we go in here, are we armed with anything, or was whatever we brought with us?
Well, it's whatever you brought with you.
Is there anything around the room that we can use?
In this room?
Yeah.
You see some, like, rocks that you can maybe throw.
Well,
that's about the extent of it, unless you can get his spear from him.
I do have three vials. Powdered griffin feathers, luminous dark shrooms, and bullywoog blood.
Mercury is also still with you.
And Mercury, yeah. Okay. Boom! So, do I have an option to use Mercury to, or do we want to do that?
How's everyone outfitted?
Well, can we just kill this fuck?
I mean how, what do you have?
Unfortunately, earlier I said I only took my small one of my axes with me. My small one.
Your small axe. You don't have a big axe.
You said you left everything, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I grabbed my weapons and I took my knapsack.
My
belt. Like I don't have like all my bedding and like all that
your
kind of stuff.
Your adventuring gear.
Yeah, but I took like my little belt thing that I have with like little things on it, and I took my sword and my shield. I'm not leaving that anywhere. Especially a ship. Swords are quick. The scimitar.
I left my greatsword behind. I just have my crossbow. This hand one, so it's small.
Okay. The professors wouldn't have given us time to...
You could have time, but...
Do we have time to get our stuff?
You can go back.
I think we should use what we have, right?
Is there a time limit?
Well,
if they find the ruby...
Probably the next four that come with whatever they need will come into here as well and push in to get the ruby.
I
wonder if
they all have their own simulation.
It might be better if we can get there first. Okay. I mean, they might all have their own simulation, because like they might have also all had their own different types of tasks.
Yeah.
She did congratulate you for being the first to arrive.
Yeah. Okay. So if we can be the first to get this ruby, even if other people have different simulations, it still will be the first.
I have
enough.
Mercury, my hand crossbow, because I got my concealed carry, so I was keeping it on me. And then I have the powder I got earlier that I swiped.
That doesn't cover schools. You know.
All right, if we can take out this guy,
yep.
We take him out, and then if need to, he has a what? What does he have?
A spear and a shield.
He has a spear and a shield, so that'll help at least with that, right?
Yeah.
So, can we sneak up on him and get a stealth attack on him? What's everyone's...
I'm a 2 for stealth.
I'm a 4, but...
Damn, bro.
If I talk to my little friend, cape,
mm-hmm.
cloak, whatever, get him to turn black, maybe we can use him on somebody to help boost their stealth to kind of sneak in, especially if it's kind of a dark room already.
He can turn into the stone.
Oh, well, if he can turn into stone, it might be even better. Then we kind of blend in. I don't know. How big is he?
He's
the size of a cloak?
Yes, like Doctor Strange's cloak.
Okay, so like...
You should have it go in, wrap around his head.
You've used a couple of Doctor Strange like inspirations, like the chain book thing, stuff like
we
that.
We could.
Love Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
It's not restricted just to that.
Have him go in, wrap around his head. I'm going to pick up one of these big rocks and throw it at his head.
Well, no, because he's getting wrapped around his head. How would you hurt him?
Can we coordinate attack with Mercury? So Mercury comes in from behind, distracts him, he turns around.
We don't know what's beyond this door. We don't want to be too loud, right?
Well, I'm hoping... I mean, I don't know. The dog doesn't have to... make a lot of noise. I mean, the dog can just come in and it'd be one of those things where he turns around quickly and then we sneak attack.
Let me just send in Cloak.
Okay.
I'll have him turn into stone and then jump onto his face and then we can all bum rush it.
Okay? I hate being bum rushed. I've been bum rushed.
We will be the bum rushers.
That's always a good one. I love being the bum rusher.
What language do you give him this command then?
I don't know, whatever animal speak. What's Sylvan versus Druidic? Sylvan is like animal language or something like that, right?
I think Sylvan is like...
Some kind of fairy language. That's what it is. It's
a
fairy language. And then Druidic is just a Druidic language.
Miss Tress that said they came from the Underdark.
Underdark?
Yep.
Sylvan
is fae speakers.
The Underdark then would speak understand a different language, wouldn't they?
Most likely.
Well, I guess my best bet would be probably Common. To hope that maybe he can... understand enough of Common.
Under Common, deep speech would be the most likely.
I speak deep speech.
Okay, can I utilize his deep speech as like a command or whatever? And
if you ask nicely.
And I can nod.
Okay.
So can you tell him to, tell him to turn into the stone and then wrap himself around that man's head.
Okay.
Hobgoblin.
The Hobgoblin's head.
Okay. I say that.
You do.
Licky lock a lock da cha.
It flies off and does exactly as you say.
Alright.
I bum rush the
fuck. Bum rush him.
I'm gonna rush to behind his knees.
Do you okay? Are you
push down?
Is it lethal or non lethal?
Let's say non lethal. Maybe we could pin him and try to ask him where the ruby is.
Yeah.
They don't know where the ruby is, right?
The
hobgoblins don't know it.
These hobgoblins do not know.
The wizard
okay.
knows.
Yeah, let's just bum rush him.
Knock him out.
Murder him.
Knock him out.
Okay.
Well, he's not real.
So you rush him, you knock him out, the cloak flies back onto your shoulders.
I brush him.
Okay.
I'm going to take
not approvingly.
I'm going to take his shield, sword, and spear.
You have them.
Now you're better equipped, right?
Yep.
The door is locked.
All right.
You can peer inside.
I take a glance through the doors, cracks, like with my dark vision, trying to see what's ahead.
I'd like to search him.
Okay. You don't have to roll.
Okay.
I think we got him tied down.
He's knocked out.
Well, we might have some.
The only other thing he has is a coin purse.
Okay. I take that.
Simulate coin purse.
You do. It has 15 copper.
Does anyone need his spear?
He took his weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, what did he have? A spear and a
shield?
So you have a spear and a shield. That's all he had.
Oh, I thought he had a sword, too.
He had a dagger.
Dagger.
What's a dagger?
Yeah, I'll take
too bad!
No, you got it.
I'll take the dagger.
Okay. You have it.
Okay.
So
what do I see through the door?
You have dark vision, right?
Yes, I have dark vision, 60 feet.
Put these in my...
You see a guy standing in front of this gate.
Okay.
There you see a door, and then you can see a little into this room. It appears to be like a training area.
Okay.
And
the door's
you
locked.
Can hear a lot of stuff from over here,
okay.
But you can't see anything.
And the door's locked, right?
The door's locked.
I'm assuming from the inside, but I can't see anything. Like, I can't see like a lock or anything or a handle or...
You see where you would put a key to turn, and...
On our side or that side?
On both. So you could try and pick it, or you can bash it down.
Or you can knock.
Or you can call over to the hobgoblin.
Any cracks around it or anything? Or
around the door? It's not especially well made. It is made of wood. You can...
Can't use our sonic screwdriver.
There is enough, like, cracks around. Like, it's not airtight or anything.
We could knock, see if the hobgoblin comes up, and then crash open the door and hit him with it.
I can kill Bill.
Yeah.
You know, see if the, you know, the eye hole gets...
The hobgoblin we have is unconscious.
Currently.
And we hold him up to the door so that just his head and everything shows through so we can lure him closer when we knock.
Okay.
That way he's not suspicious.
Or...
It's like we can burn this.
Hey, let me in!
I'll take a Clone Wars.
Say Clone Wars. Roger.
Roger.
Yeah.
Roger.
Does under the door look like a mouse could slide under it?
You think so.
Alright. I don't see a key in the other room or anything, right? Like hanging on the wall or nothing like that?
Roll perception.
5 plus 8. So.
Can't see.
13.
Well enough.
Dang.
I'll check.
Go ahead.
You can't see in the dark, though.
Oh, I want you to have perception.
You just need a higher perception, but you probably can't see it all.
Yeah, unless you light a torch.
Okay.
There was a torch on the wall.
Yeah, there's a torch on the wall. You can see like a little. Go ahead and roll perception.
Okay. 16 plus 1, 7.
Okay, that's good enough to see that there is a key on this hobgoblin's belt. You can see it gleaming in the torchlight.
Okay, we grab it. How the hell did I get that earlier?
No,
his.
Him. The one in the room.
Next room.
Oh, you all need to be in that room as well. I assume you're all going down.
Alrighty. All right. I say, watch out, everyone. Hang on. And I'm going to start to. Transform. You guys look at Elor, and you see him slowly, like, shrinking, and his weapons and clothes start to kind of absorb into him, and then his cloak and weapons and everything start to turn to, like, fur, and he gets really small, and now before you, you don't see Elor anymore, you see a mouse.
I step on it.
I didn't say it the entire time.
Mercury seems to acknowledge it. Doesn't understand what's going on. Doesn't even make an attempt to sniff you or anything.
Looking for my mice.
Yeah, Rick, do you have mice?
I have one by my computer.
I don't see them.
Did you order these things?
Well, I have mice. They should be in
the mice drawer.
My were mouse should be in were beast. She isn't there.
A were mouse?
Yeah.
The one you can't find. You know where this mouse is.
I'm proud of everyone for having ignored that stupid pun.
Okay, I turn into a mouse.
I literally
and crawl under the door.
Sneak under the door. And then I imagine I will try to peer that way too while I'm there.
Okay.
See what I can see.
If you could do that, you figure you would tell your roommate. Well, like, wake up one day, here's a mouse, mouse killing. Ah!
So you see two hobgoblins, one with sword and shield, one with spear and shield, sparring.
Okay. Two what?
Hobgoblins.
Okay.
This room is filled with weapon racks and armor stands. Against this wall are some targets, and these guys are taking turns hucking javelins at it. And these two are sparring. One has an axe, one has a spear.
All right.
In here, you see...
A big shiny ruby.
Beyond a series of keys.
Oh, a series of keys.
Yeah, like a wall with keys on it. There also appears to be like a small chest, a bag that appears like maybe there's money inside.
So can I squeeze into there too?
Yep.
How many? Are there a lot of keys?
No, there's three.
Are they like on a keychain or just three individual keys?
Three individual keys.
Do they look like keys that open doors or keys for something else?
They look like doors.
Okay.
You do, as you're going around in here, see a pair of shackles on the table that have its own set of keys.
Can I climb up to the keys on the wall and grab one?
Roll stealth.
Oh, mouse. Can't pay attention to a mouse.
Wow.
If it grabs a key, it would.
We'll see if you drop the key. 12
plus 4 plus 16.
Did you write down your mouse? Mouse have bonuses to stealth too.
No, I don't have a mouse one here. I didn't know it was going to be a mouse.
A mouse has... Let's just say you have advantage.
What does that mean?
It means you get to roll the d20 twice and take the better result.
Okay. Got a 12. That's a 16.
Okay.
So 16 plus 4, so it's 20.
All right. You get the key and start to scurry down the wall.
Okay.
You sneak past and back under the door?
Yeah, and bring it back.
Okay. You've joined your fellows.
I leave the key at someone's feet. They're like there. Hopefully they can see if it fits that door. I'm not going to turn back from mouse yet. I want to sneak back in there.
Reach down with a gloved hand and pick it up.
This is a very strange day.
His mouse is going to be like, beep, beep, beep. Looking at you guys.
The cloak looks hungry.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep. I look at Thane. Beep, beep, beep.
Mercury starts growling.
I'm going to go back under the door.
I use my telepathy to communicate with you so that I can understand what you're doing.
Yeah. The mouse is like freaking out. Tell Thane to...
Here's the fucking key!
The deep speech that... The cloak, tell him not to eat me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You're unsure what effect it had, but it is not eating the mouse.
Whisper a joke to you in Dwarvish.
Furthering our bond. I guess through this telepathy thing with Volkim, I tell him what I saw in the next training room, that I saw like six guys, several weapons, a few guys sparring, stuff like that.
And I whisper it to them so they understand as well. I recommend we try to breach this door as silently as possible.
Okay.
And gain advantage over the one who stands watch.
That's good. Can we stealth open the door and stealth come up behind two that aren't facing us, kill them, and then face the others head on?
Well,
you have to take care of him first.
Shit.
Telepathy.
Might be able to throw a coin, Shane.
I tell Volkim, maybe well, if you...
I left my money back there.
Can you try to open the door? Stay back.
You got 13 copper off from this hobgoblin.
Mm-hmm. Here. All right.
It's 15. Okay. I wrote it down.
15. You guys all step back.
Step back.
Right?
Yep.
Around
except
the
for whoever has the key. Yeah, kind of hide around the corner.
Okay.
Whoever has the key, open the door. Which way is the door open? Out? Like, out that way?
Open it.
So open it slightly.
Good.
Yeah.
And then just leave the mouse there.
Yeah. So the guy will turn around as he sees the opening door, look down, and there's a mouse. And you're just...
Yes.
A cardboard box.
I want to do that. So okay. And then I'll be like, and see if I can bait him towards
us. And then you just go this way, so the guards don't have to come.
Maybe he'll come and see what's going on, why there's a mouse here, how this door opened up. That's what we're going to do.
It is so.
Okay. So. Squeak, squeak. A mouse? He understands this.
Okay.
Judar. Is that you?
And then I run back in around the corner.
Bum rush.
You guys get him. You all guys. Right. I'm a mouse.
So, you all have an advantage. So roll your d20s twice. Take the better result.
Three. You better get a better result than that. 12.
That's better.
And then add your attacks, which should be in the very center of your sheet, towards the bottom.
19.
That's good.
That'll hit.
My swing my 20. Spear... Right to his face. Maybe someone can sweep his leg.
I just had a hand crossbow. What was my dagger now?
How much is my d4 plus your Dexterity. Strength.
What about my spear?
Can I just use my hand?
Via strength, because he's using it in a hand rather than a throne.
Yes, right? Strength.
I rolled a, what did I roll, a 12? And use a plus attack?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So whatever your.
It would be your, it is plus strength, right?
Yeah.
It depends on the weapon. My scimitar.
Well, I had a crossbow.
It should be the same as his greatsword.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a plus 5 then.
Okay.
I was gonna say, it depends on the weapon, because my scimitar uses dexterity rather than strength. That's why I picked a scimitar.
It'd be 17.
That hits.
Okay.
I rolled an 18.
That hits.
I rolled a natural 20.
That hits.
Okay.
I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Roll damage.
I don't know what kind of mouse damage I do.
Oh, I see. Well, that's right.
Maybe it's like the worst one.
Like maybe he falls and attack his face, just claw out of it.
Climb in his mouth.
Ghost.
No, he might eat me. I'm not gonna claw no mouth.
Did you say ghost?
A
ghost. Remember Cinderella?
Oh yeah.
He has to roll against disease.
Okay.
So,
you turn to disease.
If he
now?
Doesn't die,
oh, no,
Kevin, you're a disease.
You rolled a natural 1.
So you diseased?
Yeah.
Woo! Really bad.
Eight. The single hobgoblin.
If you critted, I believe you rolled twice.
Twice damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Either twice or take the max, but we'll just do twice for now. Look it up later.
Alright, so that is.
So you don't twice the modifier.
Okay. 14?
Total?
Total.
Okay. What about you guys?
So this is damage?
The spear is D8, which is the diamond-looking one. Yep.
Yeah.
D4 is the pyramid one.
7 plus my strength.
Yep.
Which is plus 3, so 10.
Okay.
4.
4 plus your strength modifier.
3.
Plus 3.
Okay, so he goes down to look at this mouse, which jumps up and grabs him on the nose. While the spear sweeps his legs, and a dagger goes into his heart. And what's your weapon?
Spear.
A spear.
He's diseased.
Fwah! Sticks him to the ground.
We killed that guy good.
Yeah.
All right,
and,
he is dead,
did,
silently.
And he's diseased.
I was going to say.
Let's throw his body into the room. Wait.
And just lock the door.
Potentially, they'll all die.
I was going to ask if we should all also roll stealth, but...
No, no.
The swift succession of blows.
Yep.
It was very much a walk around the corner.
I love
it. We walk back in.
I love the idea of this door just opens. This guy just looks. It's just like a little mouse there. Just.
All right. We sneak in and maybe get around the side of that wall. And I don't know what we can do here.
So he
just...
also has a spear and shield. So yep. Shane, if you want a spear and a shield.
Yes.
A spear two-handed will do a D8. One-handed with a shield will do a D6.
Okay.
So it depends if you want to hold a shield and a spear, or just a spear.
If you hold the shield, it adds plus 2 AC.
I have a 15. Is that decent?
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
So I'll just take the spear.
Okay.
What's an armor class in health of a mouse?
Well, I believe the health is 1.
1, okay.
I believe the AC... I believe he uses your AC.
Does he? Okay.
It might not.
You can turn on
it. It's not great.
I know the...
Actually, it might not be terrible. A badger has an AC of 10. Frog has an AC of 11.
Oh, maybe it's better than I thought. It's hard to hit.
A giant rat has an AC of 12.
Okay.
So,
what do you want me to have?
Giant rat, we'll say.
Okay.
AC of 12, hit point 7. In addition to
hit
whatever
point
else.
7. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's all I need. Just 7.
Yep.
12.
Your dex is a 15 plus 2 modifier.
It's worse.
Charisma minus 3.
That's about the same.
bite does a d4 plus 2 damage.
D4 plus 2.
Yep. Where were we? Yes. Initiative. You all get your first round free. Surprise round.
Oh, so are we fighting him now? We didn't stealthily do it?
What, for those guys?
Yeah.
Well, once you...
Can we stealth the first two
once
guys?
Once we killed this guy?
Like, once you initiate this combat... We'll need an initiative.
So this is for the combat that's probably upcoming.
But you guys can go ahead and position if need be. They don't know you're there yet. So you can roll stealth if you want to try and get to those walls.
What all do they have? Spears and shields? And...
This guy is fighting with a spear and an axe. These guys are throwing javelins. And these guys are sword and shield and spear and shield.
Could we try to get, like... us each on a wall and then just have one person be like, hey, and then they all come running and we can use those like hot gates and just surprise them from the side.
We should try and use mercury.
to lure. So anyone that wants to hide here can do so freely.
Okay.
Going here will require a stealth check.
Alright, I'll hide where.
What if I want to hide?
I'll hide freely.
What if I want to hide over here?
As the rat?
I'll hide
as
freely.
A little mouse, yeah.
Rat. Yeah, it'll require stealth.
Should try to,
it's pretty easy.
You should try to tip over these weapon stands onto these two guys throwing javelins.
I don't know if I can as a mouse, but if nothing else, I can.
Well, you can turn back into a man and then.
And push it over.
I can attack him.
Okay, so I'm going to go freely to that spot.
Okay.
With no consequence.
Okay.
Why is that spot freely?
You were there.
Because
otherwise you have to walk across.
You don't have to cross.
Unless you go in and go around.
Can you just stealthily go across there?
You can attempt a stealth
roll.
You can attempt a stealth roll, yeah.
That's why there's stealth.
Okay. Yeah. For things like this. You know, if your metal gear solid and you go across there, some guy goes, what was that noise? You know? You gotta not make that noise.
Okay, I will pay the price because Eric went for free.
Okay.
Pay the price.
13.
Plus?
Yes, 13.
Second from the bottom.
2.
Hey, shit.
15.
Nope, you go through.
Okay.
Silent as a mouse.
Ooh. Speaking of mouse, I want to sneak around over there and at least hide over, like, if there's weapon racks and stuff, I'm gonna hide amongst it so that they don't, hopefully they don't see me. I can kind of hide.
Okay. Roll.
That's a 15. I have advantage, right? Is that what you said as a mouse?
Yes, but that's enough.
That's good. Okay.
15. You do so.
15 plus 4.
So you're a mouse behind the armor.
I'm hiding over there on the other side of them, so.
Okay. And there's weapon racks on every wall.
What's this here? Is this a gate with a wall connecting in between, or
is
it free?
It's,
okay.
No,
it's not freestanding.
It's closed up.
Okay.
It's closed up. I'm waiting on you guys.
What about the warlock?
I guess I will step out and be the bait.
Have you used ghost?
Mercury?
Ghost. Yeah.
Right. Did I give you a mini for Mercury?
No, I don't believe so.
Arf, arf.
So when they come running.
Go ahead and put him where you want him to be.
Just right by my side.
When they come running at us, me and Shane just put our spears at their foot level. Out like this, they all triple, like, fall over and kind of start stabbing them in the back.
Like Drax.
Yeah.
I don't have a dagger or anything like that. I have spears.
You all have spears?
Well, I had a spear to start with. They stole theirs. They have, like, a wizard leader, right?
She said that there was a wizard, like, working for them or with them that is traveling here to tell them about this ruby.
Okay.
So, not here.
Not in this room, at least.
But they know what he looks like, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay.
I assume
you would assume.
I'm assuming that's who they mistook the mouse for.
What was the name that he called you?
Let me see if I can remember.
I don't remember.
Take your seat!
I mean, you could just walk out there. They'll see you eventually.
I'll just walk out there.
Okay. After...
I'll walk out there and stamp.
Oh, okay. Good.
Command attention.
All right, it reverberates throughout the chamber. They look and shout, "Practice is over!" Initiative.
Wait, do I have a plus for initiative? 4.
4 for me.
Just
as well.
Remember your numbers.
19.
Just remember your numbers.
I remember.
It's 4.
Go ahead.
You got a 4?
Yeah.
So what are we adding to it?
So did you? Didn't you?
No, I got a plus 4.
19.
A total of 19.
initiative? What is that?
Top center by your armor class. Don't be upset. I got the same result.
Okay, did anyone get over 20?
I got 19.
I did 19 as well.
So that's a no.
So 20. 19.
Yes.
What's your modifier for dex, for initiative?
I mean, mine was 17 and initiative was the 2.
2.
Okay,
so Elor is first, followed by Thane, followed by the goblins. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, the hobgoblins. 12, 11, 10, 9, entity you do not know about yet. 8, 7, 6, 5.
Yeah!
5?
Well, it was a 6 minus 1, so yeah.
You have a minus 1 for initiative?
No.
4.
Man.
3.
4.
Yeah, no, because I have a minus 1 initiative.
Yeah.
So 3?
3.
Oh my gosh. That's
random.
Alright. Elor, you're first.
It's random.
Are you waiting?
I'm gonna be blamed for these dice.
How high are
random.
These? Not random, they're skill. It's
they're
skill.
Completely random.
It's a skill.
It's a lie.
How These weapon racks I'm hiding around, like, what are they tall? Are they short? Are they, like, waist height? Like, what do they look like?
So, they're, like, places for swords to stand in, and, like, they hold them, but they're sitting just off the floor. That's what most of them are. There's the occasional table that holds, like, bolts or javelins.
They don't look like something I can knock over that will fall on somebody or anything like that, right? Like, they're not that tall.
So, like, the one there looks kind of like that. Okay. And that it is the series of, like, shelves connected for, like, armor and things like that. It almost looks like lockers, almost.
Okay.
Those could be pushed.
And teddy.
It's made of wood, but it is full of, like, chain and different
types of armor.
A mouse
probably can't push that, right?
Probably not.
All right.
Back into it.
But an elf could.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to. So if I sneak up behind it and then change to my elf and, like, push it as I change, can I do that?
Yeah. Sure thing. All right, put your mini over there.
All right. I don't know, I like this idea, but I guess.
All right, they need to roll reflex saves.
Wherever I'm pushing this thing. Yeah. I don't know if I got to roll anything.
Go ahead and roll 2d6 damage.
I have two.
Go ahead and knock them prone into the next space. And knock the weapon rack over. They take 7.
Surprise, motherfucker. I wouldn't help say that.
Put it on top of them.
Okay. Yeah. Right here?
Yep. So,
in a bad way.
They're trying to, like, climb their way out. The hobgoblins turn, gasp.
Okay.
This appearing elf. Thane is next.
So they're now turned looking at the weapon rack.
Yeah.
So, just run up behind him.
Well, kind of run with Mercury? Like, how strong
is
he?
Oh, yeah. Mercury needs to roll initiative as well.
Okay.
So roll that.
Damn. 5.
So above Calvin, probably?
Because I have a lower initiative than the dog.
The dogs have great initiative. You're just like an earthquake. They run the hell out of there. There you go.
Okay, they do.
Is changing an action, or a...
I believe it's a free action.
So would I still get more, or no?
Yes. Do you want to do something else?
If I can still get more, unless I'm going to hold my action.
Well, pushing the thing over is an action.
That's my action?
Yeah. Link dog, which is what he is.
Link dog?
Yep. A blink dog.
Blink dog. Oh yeah, he can blink.
Can you look through those?
Yeah.
Okay. For blink dog?
Blink dog, yeah.
There's no blink dog in this.
Okay. Might be in mine.
They do have daggers.
I don't see it. But I'll read you what you need to know.
It's a hellhound.
Ah. All right, Shane. So Mercury has the following. 13 AC, 22 hit points, speed of 40 feet, perception 13, stealth plus 5, understands Sylvan.
Understands what?
Sylvan.
We cannot speak it.
Language.
So he has a bite attack.
So the creature I have, Shane can speak to. And the creature he has, I can speak to.
Yep. Bite is plus 3 to hit. D6 plus 1 damage. Teleport, recharge on 4 through 6. So after you use it, you have to roll a D6. And if it's a 4, 5, or 6, you don't have to write this down. But he'll recharge the ability.
Okay.
Teleports up to 40 feet.
Oh, his movement speed. Is that counted as a move?
Yes.
Okay.
It's counted
as
an action.
As an action, not as movement action.
Okay.
Okay.
So his initiative then is a plus 3. You rolled a 5?
Yes.
So it's an 8, so he goes here. Okay. Thane, it's your turn.
So did I go in with my dog, or did I get separate?
The dog has its own initiative,
yeah,
which is just before Cal.
So you can give it a command, or he can give it a command.
Okay.
you can wait until your dog's initiative comes and go in together. If you want to do that.
Or we can wait for them to come up here in our little trap.
Well, that might have worked before we decided we need to push this thing and them all look at me.
Maybe. Or they might divide their efforts. It's like, there's two of them!
Where were you at, Calvin?
I'm right here.
You're back there.
Yeah, they don't know we're all here. I think we can still ambush.
Okay, so you want to hold your action?
Yeah, we'll hold for right now.
Okay. The goblins are next.
I guarantee they're going to go.
At least one is, yeah.
They all are.
Are not, how we're, okay, good.
but I didn't want to change my mouse. I wanted to stay there. I should wait.
All right. So.
Or attacked with the mouse.
They are shocked that you're there. They were not expecting you.
Well, good.
The guy with an axe rolls an 8 versus AC.
No.
Okay. So he goes in, and you just sort of block it with your shield.
Okay.
The other guy did not see one of the spears fall out and trips on it.
Oh, okay.
Next is the hobgoblins. Let's see. They'll charge. So, what are you guys doing?
I mean, I assume we're waiting for them to charge so that we can just blindside them.
They're charging.
They're right charging in the now, face. So what are you going to...
Yeah, they're charging.
They're charging,
so
I'm going to wait till...
You're going to attack with your spears?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll to hit. 16.
Plus what?
What? You have advantage. So roll again. Because they don't know you're there.
11.
Good.
So 11 and add your to hit.
Add my...
Which is in the center of the sheet. Like for your weapons. There's
down there.
In the middle.
Yep.
Add middle column
add
for
a 16
spear.
And a 4.
I don't have a... I mean, I don't have a spear in this.
Yeah, it's the same though.
It's the same.
Strength.
Plus 5.
Yeah.
Plus 5. Okay, so what's the total?
I just got 11, so 16.
16?
Is it plus the total of the 2 I rolled? Or plus the highest one?
The highest one.
21.
Okay. So, Thane hits. He, as he's running, has his shield to his left, which you did not expect, and you hit the shield. So you may roll damage.
Okay.
A D8.
Nice.
Which is the diamond-shaped one. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then add whatever is the right number on your attacks.
There's 2, I think, right? Yeah, it's a 2 plus 3.
Plus 3.
So 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so you stab him in the thigh, and he swirls, sees you, has a look of terror on his face.
I love it.
And turns to engage. This guy is going to continue his charge and roll 11.
Does not hit.
Okay, it's a miss. So Eric knocked him off balance enough. He missed his spear charge. That's it for the hobgoblin. So, roll perception. Mercury. And Thane.
This one right?
Yep.
14.
Plus.
Is this for you or for Mercury?
For me.
Okay. Plus what?
1.
Okay. You hear the sound of someone running in chainmail coming from behind this door.
Okay.
Mercury.
Okay. 7. And
what's he doing?
Biting, I assume.
Biting.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and his perception is 13.
It doesn't matter. You heard.
Well, what I'll say about doing is having him, like, instant transport, teleport to where Aaron is to help him out, maybe.
You can do that.
Okay. Have him bite those guys that are prone. Bite their foot.
Or have him fight that guy there because you have someone else and we don't know what's coming.
He can teleport all the way to here if he wants.
You want some backup, Aaron?
No. Let him attack your guys first and then let him come his next turn.
Okay. So he'll stay. He'll attack the guy I'm attacking.
Okay. Roll the bite.
4.
That's going to miss. So he can't find a way to get in past the spear. Volcom.
Volcom.
All right. I will attack the guy that's, next to me there.
Okay.
Spear?
A spear.
8.
That's gonna miss. Busts it with his shield. Torque!
Yeah, I just would charge after the guy that I just...
Okay.
My spear glanced off his shield.
You're flanking.
Yep.
So you have advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So roll twice.
Did I have advantage? Or just him?
You would as well.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't think about it.
So 8 and...
Well,
not much better.
10.
It's gonna miss.
18.
Roll again, in case you get a 20.
4.
Okay, so you hit. So roll a d8 plus your strength modifier.
That's a 10.
Square diamond, yeah.
2 plus strength modifier at 5.
You spear him in the back of his leg. He turns, sees you, curses something in a language you cannot understand. We're back to Elor.
I will do Thunder Wave.
Okay.
Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from me must make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, what am I trying to hit?
I don't know.
It's your save, yeah. On your second
sheet. 13.
13. What happens if they fail?
On a fail, the creature takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet away from me.
All right, roll the damage. All the ones laying down failed. The one standing up passed.
That's 8 and 6, so 14.
This is Thunder Wave?
Yes.
Okay, so...
paralyzed.
You push them away, and the weapon rack is pushing as well, and the various weapons start to, like, fall on them. They get stabbed. They get hammered. It's terrible. They're pincushions by the time it ends and are well dead.
Gotcha. On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage, but is not pushed.
So what was the damage?
14.
So 7?
So 7 damage to him. Okay. In addition, unsecured objects are... within the area of effect, automatically push 10 feet away. It's a thunderous boom, audible to 300 feet.
Alright, so you thunder boom right in his face, blood begins to pour out his ears, and then his eyes, and he collapses.
That's terrible.
This is a good thing that guy's already coming.
I did not need your dog. I didn't want to put him in the mix of that dog.
Thane.
How you guys doing?
No. There's one in front of you, one in front of Calvin, and... he's also in front of Cork.
I'll get the one in front of me.
Okay.
I will attempt to stab him with my spear.
All right.
11 plus, what was it again?
It's in the middle of your sheet.
Oh, 5.
16?
Yes.
It's not enough, but you have advantage because you're attacking with your dog. So roll again.
17.
Okay, so the dog jumps up and grabs at his shield, pulling it away as you spear him in the chest. Roll d8. All right, that is enough. You spear through, it comes out his back, pull it clean, and he falls. Goblins are dead. Hobgoblin, there's one left.
The guy that stabbed him, Torque.
He throws down his spear.
Oh.
This door opens. You see a hobgoblin peek in, and then shut it. Volkeem.
Did I hear it latch?
Yep.
I guess I take this guy and, like, strip him of his weapon, or his shield and everything, take his helm off.
Okay. You do so?
More of a vulnerable target if he tries anything. Search him.
Okay. He has a spear, a shield, a coin pouch with 17 copper pieces.
Okay.
A helmet, a chainmail.
I take the shackles that are over here on the table and I...
How do we get in there?
Huh?
It's locked up, right?
There was a table alongside this wall, right?
It's inside the gate.
This guy had the key.
Okay.
So you can take that key.
Okay, cool.
Unlock it and put the manacles on him.
And then,
as you're doing all that, it's Torque's turn.
Oh, we've defeated everybody now, right?
Except whoever's behind that door.
True. If we're near the training room, can I do like a quick glance to see if there's a double-headed warhammer?
Oh, yeah.
My preferred?
There is.
There is? Well, dang, I'm getting that.
Okay, you have it.
I have it. Well, I assume we want to get in where that dude just tried to keep us out, so... which door should I go for? The one that the guy was in, or should we go for this one here?
We don't know anything about that one. We know there was a guy behind this one, so...
Do you want to try to get in there?
Or at least listen and see if there's noise from inside or something. Nothing came out. They should have heard my thunderous boom, I would have figured.
Yeah, well, we saw a guy, and then he closed it.
Yeah, over here, though.
Yeah.
Roll to listen, Eric.
3.
Your ears are still ringing a little bit from that thunder.
Boom.
Can I try? By that door?
Yes.
Perception.
Yep.
19.
You hear the sound of something heavy grating against the stone.
He's trying to
Yeah, he's
blocked the door.
He's trying to block the door.
And blast through there.
Is there any cracks underneath the door?
A small crack.
Like, is it pretty close, or is it...
I mean, it's like this much.
Okay.
Anything else Eric can do, or is it moving on then?
We're not really in initiative anymore.
Okay.
Until something else happens.
Yeah, I was gonna say I could just use my Warhammer to break open this door.
That door, or mm-hmm. the other door?
That one.
Okay.
The one that guy's behind?
Yeah.
Okay. Try it. Before right. he...
Roll an attack.
Before he barricades it more.
Yeah.
9, and then is there any modifier?
It's your normal attack whatever modifier.
Yeah.
My strength?
It'd be down there in your attack.
Oh, +5.
That hits. Roll damage.
With the double hand warmer hammer, it's a D10.
Yeah.
Which is this one.
Well,
+5.
That's your percentile. Use it.
6.
+5? Did you say?
Yeah, I have a Warhammer D10 +5 B. What's B?
Bashing.
Bashing.
Yeah, which I am doing.
The door bashes open. You see a hobgoblin pushing a desk towards the door.
I shouldn't call your pants down like that.
I'll mash him.
He looks. He sees you. He looks to his right. He looks back. Throws down his weapon.
I would say we'd crook him over, search him, and then put him in the gate with the other guy, right?
In the cell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, he has spear shield, helmet, chainmail. He also has a pouch of 22 silver pieces.
Which I'll be taking. And I better be able to keep...
In his room, he has a desk with some various papers. There's also a cup of ale in it as well. With all the keys and things, you can search the various rooms. This is the pantry.
Yep.
There's various food stores, ale, things like that.
Nothing pointing to a ruby, though.
No. And this is the dormitory. The barracks, so mm-hmm. that's where people are sleeping. There's various personal effects, nothing of too much great value, certainly no ruby.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to look through the rest of this. When I was a mouse, I saw that there was like a...
A chest?
A chest and a... Yep. I think it was a pouch or something?
Yes. So, a pouch of coins. There is a total of 27 silver pieces.
Okay.
52 copper pieces.
Okay.
So make sure and write down your... Silver that you got.
Was that
well, this is all illusionary silver.
Yeah, I wrote it down, but...
Was there anything else? All the shit going to disappear?
Yeah.
Most likely, yeah. Was there anything else in the chest that...
Inside the chest were a series of gems, but you see no ruby.
Gotcha, okay.
You see, like, quartz and topaz, lesser valuable ones, totaling 100 gold pieces worth.
I'll go look in the...
Yeah, you gotta go around.
Roll perception. Here.
19.
19. Well, the thing that stands out the most, there appears to be a gargoyle in this room, like a statue of a winged demonic beast.
Okay.
With a 19, you can tell that it's standing on a pedestal, and it looks like the pedestal can slide.
I guess we can push it. I glance over around the corner. Talk! Come help me push this.
I come.
All right.
Hard.
With all of your might.
Calm down.
You torque. Cannot budge this thing.
Hmm.
What all did you guys get before you headed down here?
Okay, so I have a special brew, which I can't imagine does much. There's a cloak.
What about the book?
Copy of Be Calmed, and we washed the dog.
Volkim, what do you see in that book?
Might I read it?
Sure. The bookmark falls out.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be about air elementals, which seems irrelevant.
I search the area for these symbols.
Okay. You see no such symbols.
Is it any language that I recognize? Or any of us?
Oral history.
11.
You know enough that it appears like symbology, as if... It means what it depicts, like a hieroglyph or cave painting.
Okay.
Why don't you roll intelligence, Torque?
1.
You got nothing.
around the room, do I notice anything else? There's a bookshelf I see, like... Mm-hmm.
There's a bookshelf, there's his desk that has some food stuff, some papers, mug of beer. The bookshelves don't have any books on them. He just has, like, some of his clothes up there.
Hmm.
Why don't you try to describe the symbols?
One looks like an omega. One looks like a star with some sort of leaf or fruit at the center.
Okay.
One looks like the head of a beast mounted to a wall. One looks like a heart of a man. And the last symbol looks
that's that movie, John,
like a broken arrow.
Everyone can roll intelligence.
Can I re-roll?
Sure. Oh, I already did. You can do it again.
12. 8. 8. 12.
So the you notice that the middle thing looks a little bit like the creature that you're staring at. The dwarf recognizes the second symbol as a brewer's mark. Those are hops inside of a star.
So maybe if it's a brewer's mark, I don't know, maybe the special brew?
Open the door, take the brew, give it to the gargoyle. He gives you his heart, and then you break an arrow.
As most gargoyles, its mouth is a gape.
If its mouth is a gape, maybe just take a little bit of the brew and...
Talk. Pour some of the brew in his mouth.
I do so.
It closes its mouth.
It's weird.
Okay. Now its mouth is closed. I've done my duty.
What?
Nothing else seems to happen.
What about my dog?
True.
I mean, he was one of the things that we got, right?
Have him pee on it. So the only thing we noticed happened was the mouth closed, right?
What's it supposed to be again?
The gargoyle.
Okay, yeah.
It has two wings and everything. Nothing else is weird about the gargoyle at all or anything. Is that missing anything?
You think that the next symbol might be a tongue.
We can just close his mouth.
Dog lick something?
We can't open the mouth, can we? If I try to, like, move it or do anything, it doesn't move at all or anything.
You think if you try too hard, it might break.
Could we lick the dog, lick the base of it or something?
I don't know, that seems weird.
I know.
Doesn't it? You can. Have the dog smell it.
Have the dog roll perception.
Yeah. I'll tell the dog to look at this fat statue.
Mm-hmm.
19.
19.
So, the dog is sniffing at the base, and it appears... It puts its tail between its legs, like it doesn't like whatever it smells.
Yeah.
Under it.
So we gotta get underneath this thing, maybe?
Yeah, here, crack it open.
Why is there a tongue and a broken arrow? What do I do with my cloak? Can my cloak do something?
I mean, now the mouth is closed, can we try the pedestal or the...
Try pushing it again?
Pushing it again.
Roll strength.
I push the cloak. 18.
6.
Plus 0.
Plus 3. 8.
18.
So... You're pushing at it, and it feels like it moves a little more than before, but there's still something locking it in place.
Can the dog blink behind things?
He has to be able to see it.
You gave the brew in its mouth. Close his mouth. You just pour some more brew on it.
Where is his eyes?
I don't know.
Up his nose? I don't know. We put something on its tongue and then close its mouth. Yeah. Maybe put a cloak over its eyes.
And the cloak, like, look around at it or something like that? It's like a creature, right?
Yep.
Cloak is. Is the cloak acting weird by anything, or does it...
Doesn't seem to. You realize that a tongue can also represent speaking.
I ain't got nothing to speak.
Bello.
And the dog...
That one doesn't work.
What do we have? What do we know how to say? Is to be calm.
What language would a gargoyle speak?
Depends on whoever cast the spell, more likely.
Okay. Can I tell what kind of magic it is?
Roar Arcana.
I see anything in the desk.
5.
Is there anything around the desk or anything that I see that might point towards any kind of incantation or anything? Or...
Nope.
What are we not thinking of?
Can I search the...
The guards?
The books in that bookshelf there?
There are no books, just clothes and stuff like that, he said.
Yep, there's papers on the desk, all of which seem like reading plans.
Can we read from Be Calmed?
Did anyone else tell us anything?
It's a book about air elementals, about their origins, how to fight them, how to befriend them. What could a broken arrow represent?
Broken arrow, broken
weapon.
Peace.
You say peace. The gargoyle slides, revealing a set of stairs.
Okay.
Peace.
Well, let's go.
Can I see anything down there?
You see. Whereas this was stonework, below it is a cavern. Inside, you see, it's completely dark. You see what looks like a lot of webbing around. And that's really all you can see. You can't really see past the webbing.
I would go in. I'm not scared of webs. I'm not scared of the dark. So I go down.
You go in, start to hack your way through the webs.
Yep.
Place the rest of you on the stairs.
I imagine I'll follow closely behind Eric. Closely behind...
Torque! As I'm going down through the webs, I do have dark vision, 60 feet.
Roll perception.
12. Plus... Perception. 12.
26.
I'd like to do the same.
26 for my dark vision.
Yep, I heard you. All right, need a thing.
Need a thing. Look at that box!
So, Torque notices a gleaming wall of ice in the back of the room. It's almost translucent. You can see behind it that there's a room.
Okay.
And there is like a pedestal that's a hand, like a statue, that's holding a ruby.
Holding a ruby, though, that's what we want.
Elor notices up on the wall a very big spider.
Guys, watch out, there's a spider.
Roll initiative.
All right, I'm gonna fight a spider.
16. Fight a
spider.
18.
14. 16 plus
2
for me, so I'm
20. 15.
Oh.
All right, let's start at 20. Is Thane?
Yeah.
19? 18?
Me.
17?
Me.
16? 15?
Me.
That's all of you, right?
Doggy?
Oh, yeah. What about the donkey?
18. Plus.
So.
Does he have anything?
Put him here. All right, Thane, you were first.
Okay. So, go in to attack the spider.
Okay. It is up on the wall. You could rush at it and stab at it with your spear, or you can try and throw the spear, or if you have any other weapons. There were any weapons you could want back in that barracks.
Well, I have a hand crossbow.
Okay.
You could shoot at it.
I could do that.
Move up closer, shoot at it, and then if we can get it down, you can stab it then.
1d6 plus 2, I guess.
You gotta shoot at it.
You have to hit first.
Oh.
11.
Plus?
With a crossbow, 15.
That hits. Damage.
Okay. That's this, right?
No.
D6, the square one.
Right there. 2.
Plus?
4. Six. Wait a minute. Plus 2, I guess.
2 plus 2.
So 4 total.
Yeah.
Okay. So you shoot at it. It goes into its thorax, and some green venom or blood pours out, and it screeches and hisses.
Okay.
Elor.
Okay. Pulling out a weapon or anything, or swapping weapons, what is that? Is that free actions, an action?
It is, I believe, a free action.
Okay. So I'm going to put my scimitar away and reach into my pouch.
Okay.
And I pull out, stem and thistle.
Okay.
And I'm going to use Thorn Whip.
Yep.
And create a long vine-like whip covered in thorns that lashes out at my opponent, a creature in range. So I'll move up a little bit because it's a 30-foot range.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how far I need to reach.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So the front line will work.
Okay. I'll move to here.
Okay.
And I will cast this out, this whip. Let me see if I hit. 17 plus 5.
That'll hit.
Alrighty, so I will be doing a 1d6 piercing damage.
Okay.
which is 3. And if the creature is large or smaller, you pull the creature up to 10 feet closer to you.
Nice.
So I'm going to pull him down off that wall.
That's great.
Using this whip.
Okay, so you do so. How many feet?
10 feet.
Okay, so that will just be on the ground.
Will he perhaps take any fall damage from being pulled off there?
Yeah. Yeah, he will.
He's a cat. He lands on his feet.
Roll a d6.
4.
Okay. All right, so you grab at one of his legs. The thorns dig in. You pull and flick your wrist so that the whip comes back to your hand as this has landed and is getting ready to pounce. It is Mercury's.
Okay.
What's he doing?
16. Oh, he's gonna bite.
He's gotta get up there.
Okay. That hits. Roll a d6 plus 2?
Plus 3.
Plus 3.
6.
9.
6 damage, or you rolled 6?
Rolled 6.
Cool.
Okay.
Now the damage is 1d6 plus 1. The attack is plus 3.
Plus 1.
So 7 damage.
Okay.
So, yeah, he still goes up and grabs at one of the, like, joint connectors towards the end of its leg and just bites down, pulls it off, and runs off with it like a stick.
Good boy.
All right.
Fetch.
Right, Volkeen.
All right, Eldritch Blast.
Okay. Roll to hit. Roll it again. So it's flat.
There. 23.
23 is a hit.
With 13 damage. That's force damage, if that matters.
Okay. You blast it. It flies back, hits the wall, and as it tumbles this time, it lands on a stalagmite, piercing it, and it dies. It flits on its back and curls its legs up.
Stupid spider.
There's but an ice wall before you. It appears to be ice. You get up to it, it's cold. It doesn't appear to be melting. It's been here for a long time.
It goes all the way across?
Yep.
What's the vine?
And all the way to the ceiling.
I think the most rational thing is to hit it with my hammer as hard as I can.
Roll ahead.
7.
We're
gonna miss a wall.
Plus.
Roll a reflex save.
Ooh. 1.
Okay. Jesus, Eric.
What do you expect?
So.
Roll better.
You hit it, and icicles shoot out at you. Not from the damage, but it seems like some sort of defense that the wall has.
Okay.
You take 7 points of damage.
Okay. What is divine sense?
You can tell if there's evil around or enemies of your god.
Okay. Lay on hands is obviously heal, right?
Yep. It heals your paladin level times 5.
Can I heal Eric?
Yes. You can heal him 5 hit points.
Are we? Up we're not. 5. We're not in initiative though, right?
Nope.
Okay. I'm gonna walk up slowly.
Okay.
And try to like glance. I want to kind of perceive this. Maybe like a nature check kind of thing on it. Like
Arcana would be more appropriate. It's magical in nature.
Not very good with Arcana, but I'll try it.
I'll try Arcana check.
Okay.
I'd rather try nature checks.
That's an 11 again.
Yeah, 6. I'm not very good with Arcana.
Can I? You think it's worth me trying to use Divine Sense to see there's evil around, or does it really matter? I'm just trying to get to this.
You just killed it.
Oh, okay.
What do we have? What else can help us get through this?
Special brew. Can you see through it?
Yes, easily.
Can my dog just teleport through?
He can.
Is there a reason for him to do that?
Yeah, there's a ruby on his side.
Ruby?
Yeah.
Can you grab it? Can you teleport the ruby?
He can see.
He does. He comes back with a ruby in his mouth.
Which is why we made the dog in the first place.
All right.
The illusion drops as Mistress applauds.
Yay!
Well done, students. Well done.
So glad I remembered that.
Me too.
All right, guys. Congratulations, gentlemen. We shake hands.
Now, so we're doing the storytelling experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll level up after certain points in the story.
Okay.
So you have all leveled up to level 2.
All right.
Okay, so it's going to be based on the story, not necessarily XP.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm assuming my hit points go back to normal?
You will be able to rest after this.
Later.
So that they do. So we can level up real quick. It's real fast for level two.
Okay.
Okay.
Sweet. Sweet. Sweet.
We'll have to get rid of these negative modifiers.
All right.
Yeah.
Druid at level two. You gain the Druid Circle ability. You identify Circle of the Land, Circle of the Moon, or we were looking at another one, right?
Yeah, I forget.
Like Circle of something. Why don't you take the laptop? You're a barbarian, right?
Barbarian too.
So as a barbarian, you gain Reckless Attack and Danger Sense. Reckless Attack. You can throw aside all concern for defense to attack with fierce desperation. When you make your first attack on your turn, you can decide to attack recklessly. Doing so gives you advantage on melee weapon rolls using strength during this turn. But attack rolls against you have advantage as well. You have Danger Sense. You gain an uncanny sense of when things nearby aren't as they should be, giving you an edge when you dodge away from danger. You have advantage on dexterity saving throws against effects you can see, such as traps and spells. To gain this benefit, you can't be blinded, deafened, or incapacitated. And that's it for level two for barbarians. To paladin, you gain a fighting style, spell casting, and divine smite.
Fighting style.
So as a fighting style, Shane, you have these options. You can take defense, which while wearing armor gives you a plus one to AC. You can take dueling. When wielding a melee weapon in one hand and no other weapons, you gain a plus two damage roll to that weapon. Great weapon fighting, which is probably what you want. Whenever you roll one or a two on the damage die from the melee weapon you are wielding with two hands, you may re-roll that die and must use the new roll. Or protection. When a creature you see attacks a target other than you, that is within 5 feet of you, so next to you, you can use your reaction to impose a disadvantage on the attack roll. But you must be wielding a shield.
What was a great one again?
So the great one is whenever you use your big weapon, whenever you roll damage, if you roll a one or a two, you get to roll again and take the second result.
Okay.
So it is...
I'll do that.
Okay. So write great weapon fighting.
Okay.
You also have spell casting. So you get two first level paladin spells, and this is all going to be on the second sheet. So your spell save DC, which is up at the top. What's your charisma modifier that's on your first page?
17 plus 3.
Okay, so go back. So your spell save DC is 8 plus 2 for your proficiency, which is 10, plus 3 for your charisma modifier, so 13. Okay. And your spell attack modifier is plus 5. We can pick your spells between, but you also get Divine Smite, which is going to go on the front. When you hit a creature with a melee weapon attack, you can expend a spell slot to deal plus 2d8 radiant damage.
What do you mean suspend a spell slot?
So you'll learn two spells. You can take like a healing spell, or you can take like a protection spell. There's a bunch of spells you can choose from.
Yeah.
You have two of those a day. Instead of casting one of those, you can use this divine smite attack instead to hit something really hard.
Okay, just for the day, it gets rid of it though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dang. Very useful.
Well, you get to do it twice. Here are your options for your first level spells, although I believe you get to choose these every day, so it's not something you need to choose now, but you can look through them.
Okay.
How many spell slots? You prepare the list of spells that are available. Choose from the paladin spell list. So, yeah. Choose a number equal to charisma modifier plus half of your level. So, actually, you get... Every morning, you pick four of those spells, two of which you can cast each day. And you can cast the same one twice.
So choose four, but I can only use two.
Every day, yeah. You choose four, so you have like an option.
Okay.
But your god only grants you two per day.
Should I keep these in my folder?
Sure. Okay. And then Calvin, the warlock. At level two, you gain Eldritch Invocations. Your spells known goes up to three. Your spell slots goes... from one to two, and you know two invocations.
So is that my spell level or just my total slots?
Your knowns, which one? Oh, your spell level is still level one.
Okay.
Eldric Invocations. In your study of occult lore, you've unearthed Eldric Invocations, fragments of forbidden knowledge that imbue you with an abiding magical ability. At second level, you gain 2 Eldric Invocations of your choice. Your invocations are detailed at the end of the class description.
They're starting from there.
Okay. You also all get your hit die as well, so let's go ahead and do that. On your front page, there should be hit dice, which is in the center. Like in the very center, mm-hmm. slightly to the left?
Yes.
So Eric, what is your die?
D12.
Okay, so we'll take the average, which is a 6. And... Nah. Go ahead and roll it.
Roll what?
This? A D12.
A D12, which is the one that's almost like a D20,
yeah.
but a little smaller.
2.
So add your constitution modifier.
Add what?
Your constitution modifier, top left?
Yeah.
So what is that?
+2.
So you get 4 more hit points. Your maximum hit points goes up 4.
Okay.
Shane?
It's D10.
Yep, so roll a D10.
6.
I think that's a
9. That's a
9. Or a 9.
So what's your constitution modifier?
2.
So add 11 maximum hit points.
Wow.
Mine's a D8.
Okay.
And that's a 4.
Plus con.
+2. So it goes up by 6.
Okay.
6 plus con is +2. So 8. Should I go up 8 points?
Okay. Yep. So we'll go back to Miss Triss real quick. So she says, well done. Fantastic job. Ruby. None of you died.
Nope.
Which is always pleasant. So your next test will be from Professor Sharp.
Okay.
And it will take place in Fartide Forest. So if I were you, I would use the next couple weeks in order to get ready.
Okay.
Because you'll be venturing outside of the school.
Did anyone else complete their tasks?
As you guys are finishing up, you see a familiar group of 4 come in, getting ready to start.
It's one of Birdhead.
Yes.
Class 1B.
Chip.
Chirp.
Chirp. Yeah. Chip.
You see the bard snap his fingers. We weren't the first, but we will be the best. You guys,
we'll see.
Start to head back, nurse your wounds, and go back to your room.
I received no damage.
All right. Take a shower.
And now we have a dog.
Yeah, we do. Wait, do we get to keep the dog?
He's not leaving yet.
It's my companion. But the cloak.
Hmm?
The cloak.
Are you going to go deliver the cloak?
Hold on to it for a little bit. That's what I say.
I give it back. Get and go to the headmaster.
Yeah, we gotta give him what he asked us for.
He's like, yeah, just no, he
got,
knew you were gonna keep
just
it.
Just because
why
we
he
got interrupted.
I said we go back.
We return the book to the library.
Yeah, return it to him.
You return the book.
Return the book.
All right.
Turn maybe
you can return the brew.
Maybe we all have some special brew.
I think we all keep what
celebrate.
We got. I think we all keep what we got. It's part of. Well, I'm supposed to find the cloak. I'll go back. If we're heading back, I'll head back towards the headmaster's thing and let him know. I'm like. Sir, I found your cloak. I don't know what I have to do with it.
You should get some phrases from him so that you can teach him how to use his cloak.
He looks at you. He points over at a coat rack. You see something that looks a lot like that, but on the rack.
So he's got more of these?
I think he means keep it, right?
Perhaps I'll hold on to this one for a while.
You do that.
I nod and walk out.
He comes back to the dorm, tells me that I was right, and should have not went there.
And what are we going to do with the book?
There's probably a reason why we
can always check it out later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to get back on that shelf.
I'm going to go back, get up to my bunk, and I guess I'll set my cloak up on the corner of the bed, like hanging down.
It hangs down my face and slaps me in the middle of the
night. That'd be great. I love it.
Mama.
I guess that's it, right?
Anything else? Sleep!
A job well done.
Yes.
But the journey has just begun. Alright, well that's it for this video. That's not it for the adventure. If you want to come back, subscribe so you never miss a video. You can check it out now at, or in a week.
I guess.
Check it out early.